Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio. Psychic answers and spiritual solutions with psychic visionary and vibrational healers, Carol Dorian and Justice Welling, where you can call in and ask about your chakras, aura, and spiritual DNA. Tune in and discover the energy that is contradictive to your path of wholeness. Get ready to meet the most important person in your life. You.
Well, hello, hello, everybody. We are so delighted to be here. This is your host, Carol Dorian.
And this is your host, Justice Welling.
Today, we are going to be reading more letters. We've had a lot of wonderful questions, interesting questions, and we're going to take the time today to answer these amazing questions that people have been emailing and sending in. So, for those of you who are listening to the show, if you have any questions, feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And for those of you who would like to call in after the show, feel free to do so at 312-898-2285. That's 312-898-2285, or log on to our site, spirituald.com. Some people like to call in and ask their questions, and then there are people who desire more privacy. However you feel comfortable, we are here for you, and we would love to answer your questions. And how have you been? How has your week been, Justice?
Oh, it's been good. I'm excited about Q&A part two.
I know. Isn't Q&A a really awesome opportunity to get to answer so many different types of questions?
Yes, because it's a show like all of our shows is about our listeners.
Yes.
But I feel that this one is so much more about our listeners because it's almost like an instant they get their answers right away. And then other people get to hear them and was like, I was wondering that too.
Yeah.
And so I feel like it's so great that we get to read them on air and everyone gets to hear their questions being answered.
It is. It's really awesome. It's so direct. You know, like I love the topics that we have, but it's like you said, this is where you get that chance to go directly to specific questions.
Mm-hmm.
And most of these questions, like you said, they're questions that a lot of people have.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because we're just talking about that. One of our questions from Natalie from Vermont is, when is it a good time to get a reading or a spiritual service?
When is it a good time to get a reading or a spiritual service? Do you want to answer that one, Jay?
Well, you know, I think we'll both answer.
Yeah, we'll both give our take on that.
Right. So I feel the best time to get a reading or a spiritual service, you need a reading when you're feeling confused or uncertain about what is happening in your life and in your present. If you are going through something and you could only see it one view, one way, what's in front of you, getting a reading lets you get information seeing beyond, giving it from a different view, because we can see what's behind you and what's ahead of you. So we can give you those warnings, or we could tell you what's upcoming so you can be better prepared for your future and for what's upcoming for you. So I think the best time to get a reading is when you're curious, when you need that information, when you feel there's things going on that I want to know. There's things in the past that I want to know who, what, where, when, and why, because it brought me to where I am now. And when we talk about a spiritual service, people know when they need a spiritual service. They know when they're feeling some type of blockage or some type of confusion where they're not moving forward or not continuing on their journey and path, they know when they need a spiritual service.
Absolutely. And, you know, I find a lot of times that when people come to me and I'm doing a reading, whether it's an energy reading, a tarot card reading, a chakra reading, whatever the type of reading it is, I usually find that they are looking for someone who doesn't know them personally, where they can get that objective answer. Somebody who's receiving their energy. You can get opinions from your friends, which are very valid.
Of course.
Opinions from your loved ones.
Parents.
Parents, you know, very valid. But it helps to get that outside, somebody who can be very clear and objective that does not know you. And sometimes it's also a good time to get a reading when you feel like you already know the answer and you just want
confirmation.
Some confirmation. You just want a little bit of reassurance mm-hmm. on what has been revealed to you. So many of our listeners and the people that contact us are very in touch with their spirit guides, mm-hmm. very in touch with their guardian angels. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you know, this is what I thought. And then this is the sign that was given to me. And then they just want that one extra little confirmation.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's about knowing answers to things you do not know the answers to. But then there's also that time when it's just about receiving that confirmation of what you already knew.
And I love how you say our callers or people that write in are so spiritually connected already.
Yes.
But they need some confirmation, because we have got some calls from other psychics.
Yes, we have.
And from other spiritual people who do talk shows, who do seminars, who do readings, and I love that. I love that because it's not like they don't have the time or anything like that. They just want that confirmation. And it's hard to give yourself that confirmation, even though that's your job to give it to other people.
That is true. Sometimes it is hard to give it to yourself. And, you know, yes, we all are aiming to develop, and so many of us have developed, that place where our discernment is very on point. We can hear from ourselves and trust ourselves. But being human, you always want that little bit of extra confirmation.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you want to do another one?
Absolutely.
Let's do Kenny from Seattle. Kenny says, what is spiritual DNA exactly? And it's capitalized. So this man wants detail.
Yeah.
Kenny, I hope you're listening.
Do you want to do that, Jay? Or would you like me to get into that one?
You get into that one. DNA is, you're so passionate about it, and you did so many seminars, and this one was actually addressed to you, so let's not spoil that for Kenny.
Okay, and let's not spoil it for me, being that I love to talk about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. This one belongs to you and Kenny.
Okay, Kenny, this one's you and I right now. What is spiritual DNA?
Exactly.
Well, I'm going to tell you as exact as I can over the air. But I encourage you after the show to give me a call at 312-898-2285, 312-898-2285, and I would like to offer you a complimentary spiritual DNA reading, and you will get to see exactly, as you said it, what spiritual DNA is really, what it means and what it's all about. But over the air right now, I'm going to give you the best description and understanding that I can of spiritual DNA. So in the same way that hair color, eye color, and certain illnesses are hereditary, there are certain patterns in life, certain patterns in energy that are hereditary. As you know, we have our physical DNA. But the spiritual DNA is where we are receiving the energy flow of our parents, their experiences, what they are storing, things that are known to them and unknown to them. So I'm going to give you an example. I have worked with people in identifying spiritual DNA patterns. And what it looks like is people who are saying, I'm following the exact patterns, just an example, of my mother. I'm having her type of relationships. I find myself, no matter how much I did not want to go down this path, I find myself sort of emulating her patterns in life. And that's how spiritual DNA works. Or people who will say, it's my father. I'm following this path. I'm following this pattern. And sometimes the paths and patterns, they're not always negative. They can be positive. But what spiritual DNA is, it's like an energy that comes through the DNA that is sometimes dictating outcomes regardless of your actions. So does that mean that you have no power or control over it, or no way to reverse the effects of unwanted spiritual DNA? Absolutely not. Because once it's identified, there are certain meditations of release where we are releasing the negative effects of unwanted spiritual DNA, and we are tapping into the effects of the wanted. So wherever there is something that's unwanted in the spiritual DNA, there's always good qualities. There's always the light and the energetic flow that would propel us to go forward. So in spiritual DNA, what we are identifying is your unwanted patterns versus the patterns that would help you to move forward in life. And what is it, if I were to put it in a nutshell and explain it? It is the energetic codes that are passed through the energy field from your relatives, from their energy field to your energy field. And there's a lot more that goes with that, Kenny. But like I said, give us a call after the show, 312-898-2285, and we will get deeper into that. And when we return from this short break, we're going to answer some more questions.
Miss any shows during the week? Don't worry, we've got you covered. With the free Transformation Talk radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit truthtalkradioshow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And we are back, and we'd like to thank everybody for listening to Spiritual Diagnostics. We're here answering letters, questions that our listeners have. And for those of you who are listening in, if you'd like to call in right now and give us your opinion, share your experiences with us, ask your questions, feel free to do so at 312-898-8888. Oh, I'm sorry, but you can definitely use that after the show.
After the show.
312-898-2285. 312-898-2285. That's for after the show. But for those of you who would like to call in during the show and share your opinions and ask your questions, please do so at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And I am really anxious to get to our next question.
Yes, and I loved your, Kenny's question, what is spiritual DNA? And we get so many emails, is spiritual DNA like physical DNA? Mm-hmm. And it is. And I love the way you explained it, the same way that hair color and eye color can be inherited, so can things in your DNA maybe that you don't want.
Absolutely.
But spiritually.
Spiritually, emotionally, absolutely.
Exactly. So I thought that, I hope that Kenny got a lot of information from that. I'm excited for his phone call.
Yeah, I really do want to hear from him. And there's a lot more, Kenny. If you're listening, there is a lot more that I can share with you about spiritual DNA, and I'd love to do so.
Okay, so our next question is from Bridget. From Philadelphia, is hoarding disorder connected to my spirituality, or is hoarding a spiritual disorder? So kind of the same.
Kind of.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to say something on this one, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
I have noticed when working with people who go through hoarding disorder, there's all different reasons that it happens, but one of the most common denominators of this disorder is that it comes from a space and place that is always identified in the aura as feeling empty, feeling that there is a lack of control and that there is void. Now, what that looks like in the aura when I'm working with people is that I can actually see where the aura looks like it has thinned out. There's parts of the aura that look thinner and parts of the aura that are looking more opaque and thicker. So for an example, when a person goes through a situation where a relationship has ended, they did not see that coming, and they felt that it was something they actually had no control over, and they were very dependent on this person in some way. And now that relationship, that person, and the life that was built in connection to that relationship is no longer there. Sometimes they feel the need to try to replace that with holding on to in order to let go of what they cannot have anymore. Some people start holding on to so many things, and they find the meaning and the importance of those things in order to let go of something that they felt that they were forced to let go of or that has been taken away. That's only one example. Mm. That's only one example. There are people who have this disorder and they can't even pinpoint where it's come from or why, but they feel the need to collect. They cannot throw anything away. They feel the need to collect because it's something that they have control over in their life. It gives the illusion of that. But what it really is at that time, the person's not having really any control because if these things are thrown out or taken away, what they start to feel like is like they're being stripped. Something is being taken, not just from them, but out of them.
Mm.
And that usually comes from a place in the aura that is feeling empty. And, you know, we talk a lot about auric retentions.
Mm-hmm.
But here's a condition that we have not touched a lot on. It's when the aura is empty. So in an auric retention, they're holding on to an experience or a situation that they have not released. But when the aura is empty and not retaining what is needed, it sends this vibrational frequency and message to some people, and it's a false message. We're misreading the message. To start holding on to things around us, papers, books, shoes, whatever it is. I mean, I have been in some houses where you can't even get through the front door. But to answer the question, she wants to know, is this, can you read it to me again?
Is hoarding disorder connected to my spirituality or is hoarding a spiritual disorder?
It is a disorder. Hoarding is definitely a disorder. It is connected to spirituality. Anything that goes on in the mind is going on in the spirit, and it's taking an outward effect in the physical. So the answer is yes to both. And there is definitely help for anybody who is going through that, who cannot release, cannot throw things away. It is really, it's a dysfunction of not being able to release to fill a void. And for those of you who would like more information about that, feel free to call us after the show, 312-898-2285. And the reason that I express so much in the show is to call after the show is some people, it's so personal to them. And the confidentiality.
Exactly. And we have a limited time and we want to give our callers in detail what's happening. So, mm-hmm. And, you know, again, I love that, you know, description. If I am feeling empty inside or my aura is empty, I'm going to want to fill whatever I can fill.
Yes.
Which would be my house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fill it with all kind of items because I am empty.
Yes.
Yeah, that happens. And I would say that's definitely a spiritual disorder because you have something going on spiritually that's making you do something in the physical.
Completely. You know, how many have you ever been through a time where you are feeling like maybe a little depressed or in a funk and it's hard for you
and
just
I need to go shopping? Yes.
Yeah. You need some retail therapy.
I need some retail therapy every day.
Exactly. So then what happens is we just start collecting and collecting, or it's hard for you at times to organize your closet, clean your room, get through your laundry. You know, not that that's hoarding, but that's an example on a smaller scale.
Right. I hear you for sure. I hear you. And I think there's definitely a lot of callers who have asked about hoarding, and that's why it was so important to me to add one of these emails in, is because I really wanted to give our listeners that answer, because I feel like so many of us do it, and maybe not on such a high level, but maybe it's just starting, and maybe we're just starting to collect and just starting not to throw things away and just starting. So that way, if we know the reason why it's happening, we can sort of stop it now before we have to actually buy a new house just for all of our collections.
Yes. And for those of you who are going through that, just know there is help for you. There is a way through that. You just need to have it identified what it is that is causing that emptiness. And once that space is filled, you're going to find it easier to start releasing the objects that you're collecting and sort of, excuse this expression, kind of burying yourself in.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about Cindy from Ohio.
Okay.
She says, how do I unblock or balance my chakras? Which there is so many, I guess there's so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But her email is a little lengthy and she goes into some detail about a few situations in her life. And she's really asking us, how do we go about it? Because she's saying here that she's Googled it and she's had some books and she knows there's a variety of different ways. But her main question is, you know, how do I do it? Basically, our view of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say our view of that is, depending on which chakra it is, there's different meditations and different things that you could do. But you have to first know that you have an imbalance.
Yes.
And that you are feeling blocked. And you can't, like, for instance, if you went in for, you know, a reading and you got a reading and you feel fine and you feel great and someone is saying, oh, you have a block and you don't 100% feel it, you know, you're not necessarily going to hurry up and go do meditation or yoga or whatever it is that you need to do.
Exactly.
You have to know and realize there's an issue, there's a problem, and I feel blocked. But for instance, if we were doing, if you felt blocked in your heart chakra, which is my favorite topic.
Yes, it is. And I got to say, Jay, you do an excellent job with that.
If I can talk about it every day, I would. So in your heart chakra, we talk a lot about giving and receiving.
Mm-hmm.
I always say your heart chakra is a two-way street.
Yes.
It's two-way traffic. It's coming in and it's going out. So if you're not receiving the way that you should be in all aspects, mostly love and relationship, but if you're not receiving love, if you're not receiving that recognition at work, if you're not receiving energy in the way that you should, that part of your chakra could be unbalanced or not functioning properly. And then when you talk about giving, people say, oh, I'm a giver. And that's great. You can be a giver, you know? And I love how people just say, oh, I'm a giver and I don't need to receive.
Mm.
No, you do need to receive, because
yeah.
If that part of your chakra is not functioning, it is not only going to be imbalanced or blocked, it will be collapsed.
Oh, yes. I've
so
seen
it's
that.
Just like something that you're not, if you're not making it function, if it's not working properly, you know, it's not going to function. So people also have a hard time giving, and that's the other side of your chakra, your giving end. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that comes from your past. Well, I've given into this job, I've given into this relationship. I gave my heart, my soul, my energy, my time, my effort, my commitment. And where did it get me?
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere.
Yeah, I've heard that. And it's a sad one to hear.
It is.
When people feel that they've put all their heart into something and that they didn't get really
it's
anything out
of it.
A
dead-end road or a different path or...
Keeps me starting over and over
exactly.
again.
Exactly. So there is different issues in the giving and the receiving. So how do you know if you have a blocked or unbalanced chakra if it's not working properly? And it's not working properly if you're not giving or receiving properly.
Yes, so that's usually, and it can be in other chakras as well, as you explained.
Exactly. So the third eye chakra, which is another one of my favorite chakras,
yes,
is your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just like we always say, Carol, your third eye is your vision.
Yes. Seeing beyond.
Seeing beyond. Thank you. It's seeing beyond what you could see in the physical.
Yes.
And it's your intuition. And I love how people say, oh, well, my stomach told me not to do that.
Mm.
Or I had a feeling not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That is your intuition telling
yes.
you, don't go there or don't do this. And then it's the intuition where it says something told me to do it. Something told me to say it. Something
yes.
told me to go towards that. That is your intuition because it can see beyond what you can see. And if that chakra is opened, functioning, and aligned, you're going to be very intuitive. But if it's not, you're going to feel like you're not connected.
Yes.
You're going to not see beyond. You're going to get confused. You're going to get, you know, I love a lot of work that you've done with the third eye.
Yes. And, you know, it's seeing beyond. It is intuition. And it really comes down to, when you tie all of that together, is faith. So when you feel like your faith is becoming weak, does that always mean you have a blocked third eye chakra? Not necessarily, but it definitely is a tall tale sign.
Mm-hmm.
So to answer the question, how do we unblock?
It says, how do I unblock or balance my chakras?
First, we would have to see, or you would have to see, and you can do that with us, is the chakra blocked? And if
right.
so, why is it blocked?
Exactly.
And if so, how is it blocked?
Who, what, where, when, and why?
Exactly, because there's different types of blocks. There's overactivity, underactivity, no activity. There's different layers to the chakra. So how we unblock it is really through identification, identifying what is going on in the chakra system. And according to the block, the situation, we tailor a direct one-on-one personalized meditation.
It's custom made.
Customize yeah. your mantras, your work, and the crystals that would be used to unblock it. So give us a call after the show at 312-898-2285. And what was her name again?
Cindy from Ohio.
Cindy, if you're listening, we would love to do a complimentary chakra diagnostic for you. So again, 312-898-2285, or log on to our site, spirituald.com. And we're getting ready to take a short break, and we will return with some more answers to your questions.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spirituald.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Is Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nooshin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
And we are back answering questions of our lovely listeners. The last question that we answered was regarding chakra imbalances.
Yes.
And what it is that can be done about a chakra imbalance. And basically, it is identification. There's so many things that can be done for a chakra imbalance. There's different types of meditations. There's different types of release work. Some is a combination of meditations, mantras, and crystals. Some has to do with a little bit of regression. So there's different methods. And what we like to do is identify the origin of the block and the type of block that you have, and then assist you in creating the meditation and the solution that is personalized for you.
Great explanation. Thank you. Let's go to, I'm going to read this one. And again, their email is lengthy, but I'm just going to kind of get to their question.
Okay.
And they want to be anonymous, but they are from Utah. So if my anonymous Utah listener is listening, their question is there a way to spiritually reconnect me with my loved one? So I'm going to just give you a little bit of detail, sort of. Again, it's a lengthy letter, but they was in a long-term relationship.
Mm-hmm.
They was not married, but the relationship was years in and years long. And now they are separated and have had no communication. And so Anonymous from Utah wants to know, is there a way to spiritually reconnect me with my loved one?
I think we can both answer on that.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Sometimes, and I know this sounds kind of cliche, and our listeners and everyone has heard this many times. Sometimes people come into your life for a season.
Oh, yes. The seasonal. Yeah.
The seasonal. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people come into your life for a season and a purpose. And when that purpose is fulfilled,
whether it's a year or 10 years,
exactly, that tie is relinquished and you move on. But sometimes, and I have experienced this as well, there is the person that comes into your life, that soulmate connection, that twin soul connection,
twin flame
connection.
Exactly.
The person that you are meant to be with, but there are certain energies from the past. And now when I say the past, that can mean the past in this lifetime.
Or past lives.
Absolutely. Or the past or situations, residuals from a prior lifetime. Unresolved energy, whether it is from a present lifetime or past lifetime, blocked chakra, retention in the aura, wherever it is that the residual is coming from, if that is what is causing the breakup and separation, through clearing that, then yes, through identifying and clearing it, you can be connected, reunited with that person. If that is meant, because sometimes it is just simply a matter of identifying what the residual is. And once it's released, people can be connected. Sometimes through trying to diagnose that energy, we actually find out that you are not meant to be with that person. Mm-hmm. And when I say we find out, it's helping you to find out. We open up the energy field. We assist you to open up your own energy to receive that for yourself. So if it's meant, and the only thing that's stopping it is residual energies, through clearing those residual energies, you absolutely can be reconnected and you can be reunited with
your loved one.
With your loved one. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it's very simple. Is there a way to spiritually reconnect me with my loved one? Well, reconnect you, there's a disconnection. Mm-hmm. And there has to be a reason why there's a disconnection. Let's find the reason that there was the disconnection and if there's anything that we can do about it. Because I'm sure it's not something as simple as, oh, we grew apart or we decided to go different ways. And in some cases, that is the case.
Sometimes it is just that simple.
Exactly. But reading this email and some of the things that Anonymous is saying, mm-hmm. I can see that it's not.
Yeah.
So there is something that is pulling them apart. Mm-hmm. So whether it's another person, another energy, a situation, a blockage, whatever it is spiritual. Mm-hmm. And so is there a way to spiritually reconnect me? The only way to do that is get a service and find out. And it doesn't even have to be with us. Get a service, find out, get a spiritual diagnostics, get a soulmate reading. Get any type of reading that is going to pick up on your energy and your significant other's energy and find out what the problem is, like Carol said, this life or past life, and get the information you need for a better life.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about Jackson from Mississippi. Maybe he lives in Jackson, Mississippi. Is there any spiritual meditation or work that can be done to help my career grow? I think yes. Meditation is always good. And I think you can definitely do meditation that is going to target your spirituality and opening you up on different levels spiritually, where you can give different parts of yourself. So you want your career to grow, Jackson. So let's say you work in a company and there's different areas in the company that you can handle or be in charge of or whatever. Then there is meditations that you can do to open up different areas of your spirituality so you can grow and connect in different areas in your career. You know, we want you to be strong in all areas. That is giving and receiving. We want you to be knowledgeable. We want you to learn. We want you to teach. We want all the things for your career. Again, same situation. If there's some type of blockage which is holding you back from not growing, you need to find out. But if it's just the simple fact of, I'm not where I want to be in my career. I don't have the job that I want. You need to find out what it is that is your purpose, what it is that you're good at, what it is that is giving you that passion to say, I want to do this. This is where I'm going to attract positive energy. This is where I'm going to be great and make a difference. And you can't find that out unless you're open to receive that information.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'd like to say something about that, too. You know, sometimes we outgrow a space. Sometimes I have worked with people who have asked me, what can I do to move further in the position that I'm in my the professional portion of my life? And I have actually had to tell some people, in the position you're in, there's nothing you can do to move further.
You hit the roof, yeah.
Because you have hit the roof.
Yeah.
And you've outgrown, I love that expression, you've hit the roof. You've outgrown this space and this place, and it is time, these doors are closing, mm-hmm. for you to go to a higher level, for you to go to a different level. And meditation, there are certain meditations that help you to understand when you have been in a place, in a space and situation professionally that no longer serves you. And then I like to help you to discover and connect to what it is that's been keeping you there too long. Sometimes there's some fears and apprehensions that keep you there too long. And once you find what that is and why that is, you will be so ready to move forward to another space, another place, and a position that serves your growth.
I love it. We're going to answer one more email, and then I think you are going to read us a letter.
Okay.
Let's see. We have a few. Which one should we pick? Well, let's answer Melissa from New York really quickly.
You are important to us, Melissa. We're going to answer it quickly because it's at the end of the show, but I'm going to tell you this, Melissa, if you're listening, and I feel you are, give us a call after the show, 312-898-2285. Over the air, the explanation will be quickly, but after the show, we'll give you details. 312-898-2285.
And her question is, what exactly is a retention in my aura? And I mean, to me, I'm going to go the real simplified way because that's what I do. It's exactly that.
And when you're done, I'll be sure to complicate that.
I'm sure you will. a retention in your aura. Your aura is like a muscle, mm-hmm. right? And it's going to grow and it's going to get stronger. But a retention is something that is being held in your aura.
Absolutely.
And something that cannot be released for whatever the reason. It's just like anything else. It's not, if it's not supposed to be there and it stays there, it's going to grow, it's going to get ugly, and it's going to cause all kind of damages.
You're right. You made that pretty simple. Okay.
So, I mean, it also depends on how long it's been there, what strength level it's at. Is it coming from this life or a past life? But a retention in your aura is not something that's supposed to be there, and your aura is supposed to release it, and it depends on why it's not releasing.
Yes. So it's an energy that you feel at the present time, for whatever reason it is, that you cannot release. There is a solution. You can release it.
Of course.
But in the present, you cannot. So basically, if I were to explain it, and this is very much what she said, but I became she. Oh, well, you know, Jay, I love you. Yeah. So you're the ultimate she
okay.
to me.
Good.
So what my take on it is, and it does agree and connect to what Jay said, is just a little, we're just going to expand on it a little more.
Of course we are. Why wouldn't Carol do that?
So what happens is, it's just like, have you ever been retaining too much water, too much fluid in your body?
Not me.
Oh, me. I'm going to say me. You know, I definitely am, especially with this menopause kicking in.
Oh my gosh.
So anyway, what happens is, just like in the physical body, when you're retaining too much fluid or too much water, you know, the aura does that too. It can retain too much of an experience, something that could have been traumatic, hurtful. And so when the aura retains that experience and cannot release it on its own, there are certain meditations and certain spiritual practices that we would love to introduce you to that help the aura drain that energy, extract that energy that is being retained, that is no longer serving you. But to answer the question, what is a retention? It's an energy that the aura is holding on to that does not serve you at this time in your life.
And Melissa from New York, who asks that question, I want you to email me and tell me who answered that question better.
That's Jay's little competitive side there.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure it was me, but whatever.
Feel free to email us or call us, and we would love to go further with you because there's a lot more on that.
And now you have a letter from Carrie, I believe.
Yes.
I would
I'd like to say to Carrie, if you are listening, I know that on the first questions and answers show, we were not able to get to your letter. And for those of you who are listening to this and you did not hear your questions answered, we will do this again. Sometimes we don't have time to go into all of them, but we will definitely get to everybody. But Carrie M., who is from Tacoma, Washington, says, when dating a person with a blocked chakra, can you receive their block? I dated a guy for 5 years off and on. We are now broken up permanently. We have been broken up for 3 years. I feel like my throat chakra is blocked. I used to communicate very clearly. Now, personally and professionally, I have a difficult time expressing myself, which is out of my character. I always felt like the guy I was dating had a very difficult time expressing himself, and I felt he had a blocked throat chakra.
So she basically wants to know if she caught it.
I think that's what Carrie wants to know.
Yeah.
I think we can both answer on this.
But one of the things, Carrie, that I love, absolutely love, is how you say, I used to express myself and now I don't, and that's out of my character. I love because she knows her character.
Yes.
I love how she knows that this is out of character.
Yes, absolutely. It's important to be able to identify, this is not me. This is not where I was, and this is not who I am, but this is where I am.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So, you know, Carrie, here's what I would like to start by telling you this, okay? I picked up the vibrations from your letter that in this relationship, you were overcompensating for this person's lack of communication. So when the two of you were together, for example, and running into a difficult situation, a problem, or a disagreement, you found yourself trying to talk it out enough for the both of you and take over what this person wouldn't say. So when you become connected to somebody intimately, spiritually, emotionally, what happens is sometimes, and it's not that you're trying to do it, or sometimes totally unaware, your energy starts overcompensating for where that person's energy is lacking, and vice versa. So I do pick up that the person that you were dating did have a difficulty, did have a block in the throat chakra, and I feel that because of the overcompensating that you were doing with the communication, that you did receive that same block. Whenever you, any chakra, any portion of your energy field, but especially the chakras, whenever you are compensating for where somebody is lacking, remember, your chakra is doing what it needs to for you. And if it's doing what it needs to for someone else as well, you can be
working overtime.
Oh yeah. You're working overtime. You're running that energy thin. So yes, basically what you're asking is, let me find it.
It was right here.
Right here.
Can you receive their block, basically?
And the answer is, it may not be their block, but you can develop your own block by overcompensating for their block. That's one situation. And another situation is, yes, some blocks actually are contagious.
Yeah, contagious for sure, especially. And it's not, I don't think that it is like if I went to a grocery store and had a conversation with the cashier and she had a cold, I caught the cold.
Exactly.
If she had a block, now I have a block. It is definitely, I feel you have to be connected physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and that's usually in relationships like my significant other, my parents, my siblings. And I mean, we've talked about people sharing energy up and down in other shows. We've talked about when people are intimate together and there's an energy that crosses there. And if they had some energy that was maybe, you know, not 100%, that you can get that energy too. So I'm going to say yes, 100% you can receive a block from somebody else.
Yes, you absolutely can. And, you know, I'd like to tell everybody who's listening that if you call in after the show, 312-898-2285, we would love to do a complimentary service of your choice. That is our offer today, a complimentary service of your choice. We covered so many different questions and
topics.
We
definitely did, and we still haven't got through them all, but we will do another Q&A show. And I hope that we answered and all of our listeners got to hear their questions on the air.
Absolutely. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. And, you know, I think that what our listeners really need to know is that whatever it is that you are going through, the answer is inside of yourself, and we would love to be a catalyst to lead you, a spiritual compass, to lead you into the direction of finding your truth, your answers, and your solutions. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Namaste.
You've been listening to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio, Psychic Answers and Spiritual Solutions with Carol Dorian and Justice Welling, diagnosing the spiritual cause of unwanted life patterns. For more information on your favorite healers, visit spirituald.com and tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio to receive your weekly dose of enlightenment.